Blog Talk Radio.
Christian Prayer and Worship Center. where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with the hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee from Essex, Maryland. Hallelujah. And Dr. Yoldis Lee is on special assignment, but we have Pastor Peaches, Pastor Willie May Peaches Bird. Are
Amen.
You
Amen. Praise God.
And Pastor Maxine, are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love that the Psalms 47 says, let everybody clap their hands. All
yes.
People, come on now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for that message. And before we go any further, Pastor Peaches, I want you, if you can step in and give the housekeeping suggestions.
Yes.
Well, I got to key up another selection real quick. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hello to everybody in Radio Land. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God today. Get your Bibles. Call all the family in the room. Hallelujah. Put the phone on Bluetooth. So everybody can hear it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Get your Bibles. Get your composition notebooks so you can keep notes and write down all the scriptures that the pastor will be giving you. Hallelujah. Get ink pen, pencil, paper, whatever you want to write on and write with, and get your communion elements, whatever you want to use as the taking communion. If you don't have the cracker or the wafer and the communion juice, get some water, get some Pepsi, get some something to drink. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to use. Hallelujah. God will honor it. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God is awesome.
Mm-mm. Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord just a little bit more. Come on now, y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord, all you people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Because Chicago Bears got to come. But I dare you to lift your head and say, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
At all times.
His praises.
Shall continually. Be in my mouth.
Yes.
Oh, taste and see. That the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Hallelujah.
I better shout the right there.
Every now and then we need to get our shout in. Come on now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, pick them up and put them down now. Come on.
Hallelujah.
When the praises go up, the blessings come
down. Blessings come down. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mother, the Lord has raised your hand now. Hallelujah. Pick them up and put them down now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you can shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ronald Hurt. Andy Hurt. Yvette Hurt. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shirley. Reggie, Barry, David, Scooter, Alan, Sonia, Tiffany, Bianca, hallelujah.
Because the man is going to come back.
Hallelujah.
30 more seconds, over.
Apostle Margie Mercer. This will be like Norman Nevin. Julie, Anna, Ava, glory to God. Kitty, little Kitty, hallelujah. Stephanie, little Stephanie, Dominique, Desiree, hallelujah. Monica, Julius, Joshua, little Mitchell, big Mitchell, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Sheila from Jesse. Gloria, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glenda Blanchett, hallelujah. Brenda DeLoach, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Merle Sexton, hallelujah. Denise Thompson. Beverly Thompson, come on now, hallelujah. Minister Janet. Minister Cynthia. Prophet Cynthia. Elder Kiwi. Dominique. Justice. Natasha, hallelujah. Mary Hadley. Myra, Mona, Tia, Henry, Calvin, J.R. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Jasmine, Jones, Lil, Jeffrey, Maria, Tanya, Edward. Holy God. Hallelujah. Bob. Lil. Damon. Banks. Rachel. Stephanie. Janetta McCoy. Raymond McCoy. Senior and Junior. Come on now. Byron McCoy, Senior and Junior. Corinthia Johnson, James Johnson, Loretta Johnson, hallelujah.
Well, I wish me.
John and Juan Johnson, hallelujah. Oh, if you can praise him just a little bit. Sometimes, glory to God, you just got to take time out and praise him just a little bit more. Hallelujah.
International Victory Service
of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And this is Palm Sunday. We really got something to shout about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah, glory to God. I feel like turning it back on and just shout just a little bit more. I tell you, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But at this time, without further ado, we're going to bring on the Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah. With none other than Pastor Maxine Lee. God bless you. The floor is yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Dr. Bird. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. First of all, our God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We just thank you for this day. Once again to come and share the love of God through the word of God, amen, to those that are listening on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is as Pastor and Dr. Bird, amen, has said, this is Palm Sunday, amen. This is the Sunday of triumph, amen, that we learn about as we study the scriptures, amen, that Jesus, praise God, went through Jerusalem, amen, showing the world, amen, showing the church, amen, that he was a victorious, praise God, servant of the Most High God, Son of God, amen, praise God. And on today, praise God, I'm going to talk just a little bit about the triumphant entry of Jesus, amen. Praise God, when he rode down, amen, on the donkey, praise God, through going through Jerusalem, amen, praise God. And if you have your Bible or your phone or your iPads or whatever, praise God, you can turn to Luke, the 19th chapter, mm-hmm. and we're going to look at the 28th verse,
oh,
amen. Wow. Luke 19th chapter and the 28th verse. It says, when he had said these, he went on ahead going to Jerusalem. Now Jesus and the disciples, they were about the Father's business. They were healing people and he was preaching the gospel. Praise God. He was telling the people about this good news, praise God. And here we see in this passage of scripture, amen, as he was going about, he was going up to Jerusalem, amen. And as he approached Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said, go into the village ahead of you. As you enter it, you will find a young donkey. Now, you got to remember that God, our Father, has already made a plan for us. Amen. And he has already made a plan for Jesus. Amen. And Jesus is carrying out the plan that God has made for him. Amen. For it to be a blessing for us. Amen. And we see, praise God, that he has sent these two workers, amen, disciples, to go into the village ahead of him. And as you enter it, you will find a young donkey. Now, some passages of scriptures, it says a ass, amen. But we know that the ass is a donkey, amen. It's not a cuss word, amen. Praise God, the way that our Father God used it in scripture. And this donkey was tied up, amen. He was tied there, and on which no one has ever sat. This was a donkey that has never been used by man, amen. No one, praise God, sat on this donkey, praise God.
And he told the men, he said, untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Say this, the Lord needs it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. They were not stealing. They were not, praise God, being a person or people, amen, that would take something that doesn't belong to them. But they were being obedient unto the Lord because God the Father needed that donkey for his son Jesus to ride on. And he needed one that no man, no woman, no boy or girl has ever sat on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the reason why he did that. Amen. Praise God. But I want to read some more of the scriptures. Praise the Lord. He says to him, he says, so those who were sent left and found it just as he had told them, as they were united, uning the young donkey, untying, I'm sorry, the young donkey, excuse my eyes, its owners said to them, why are you untying the donkeys? Okay, so the only owner of the donkey saw them, amen, and he inquired what Jesus has said, amen. If anybody asks you why are you untying the donkey, tell him the Lord needs it, amen.
Amen.
And he said, the disciples said, the Lord needs it, they said. Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their robes on the donkey, they helped Jesus get on it.
Yeah.
So we see that Jesus was the only one that got on that donkey. Amen. Hallelujah. As he was going along, they were spreading their robes on the road. And now they came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. And see, I told you in the beginning, Jesus was going about his Father's business. He was healing the sick. He was delivering those that were oppressed and depressed by the enemy, amen, and those that were going through in their bodies, amen, and in their mind, he was setting them free, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. That was before he rode down, amen, on the donkey, hallelujah, down the road, Jerusalem, hallelujah. And we see here that as he was going along, they were spreading their robes on the road. Now he came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees from the crowd told him, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. He answered, I tell you, if they were to keep silent, stones would cry out. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We see in the scriptures, amen. Hallelujah. That Jesus made, amen, a triumphant, amen, roll off. Roll through the city, amen, of Jerusalem. And what does triumphant mean? It is to defeat or be victorious over someone or something. What he was doing, he was being victorious over the powers of darkness. He was being victorious over Satan, over Lucifer, over, amen, these things. Hallelujah. That come up against us, amen, and that would try to defeat us, and that would try to steal the word from us, and that would try to steal us, amen, from our Father God, amen. So he took a triumphant, hallelujah, ride through Jerusalem, amen. Hallelujah. Is triumphant a feeling? Yes, it is. Hallelujah. I can just imagine, hallelujah, the joy that was in his heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Because triumphant is a feeling of great satisfaction and pride resulting a success of victory. He was very proud and very satisfied knowing that he was being obedient unto the Lord. You see, the scripture said if we are obedient, if we are willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. We get ready to eat the good of the land. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of the victory that Jesus, hallelujah, is taking for us. Amen. And Jesus, he was at peace. He was willing. He was satisfied. Hallelujah. He knew in part what all he was going to do. Only in part. And why you say that? Because when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, hallelujah, we know that he cried out, hallelujah, to the Father God. And he said, take this bitter cup from us. You know, we have to ride down, amen, hallelujah, the road of victory, hallelujah, for men, women, and boys and girls that don't know Jesus as their personal Savior. And we have to do it in satisfaction. We have to do it in victory, amen. We can't do it grudgingly. We got to do it, hallelujah, knowing, hallelujah, that God is going to save. He's going to deliver. He's going to heal. He's going to bless. Amen. Hallelujah. The people, amen, that he has put in contact with us.
Yes.
What was the purpose of the triumphant entry? He was solemnly entering a humble king of peace.
Hallelujah.
You say, how could that be peace? What he was going through. He was at peace because he was doing it for his Father.
Yes.
Amen. And so he was at peace, amen. And whatever we do, amen, men and women of God, we should do it at peace, amen. No matter what we have to go through, no matter what, hallelujah, we have to do, we should do it at peace, amen. Traditionally, entering the city of on a donkey symbolized arriving in peace.
Hallelujah.
See, I will always would ask the Lord, what does the donkey mean? Why did he have to ride on a donkey? Why didn't you put him on a stallion? Amen. Why didn't you put him on a horse? Amen. Praise God. But there wasn't the symbol of peace. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The symbol of peace was a donkey, a young donkey. Amen. And he arrived, hallelujah, in peace in Jerusalem, rather than as a war-raging king arriving on the horse. Amen. If the people in Jerusalem saw him with a full-grown horse, a stallion, a horse that would be at war, because that's what they use. They use horses, amen, hallelujah, to take the chariots at war, amen. But God said, no, I'm going to have him ride on a donkey,
yeah,
a young donkey, amen. The kingdom of God is like little children. They're innocent. They're pure. Hallelujah. And God said, I'm going to have him, hallelujah, ride on this donkey, hallelujah. And this donkey, hallelujah, will symbolize, amen, hallelujah, the King of Peace. And we know that Jesus is the King of Peace. Hallelujah. Psalms Sunday also is a passionate Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the Christian tradition, the first day of the Holy Week. This is the first day of the Holy Week. And it's the Sunday before Easter. Amen. That Jesus Christ is triumphant. Amen. It's the Sunday before Easter. entering into Jerusalem. And the songs that Dr. Birds them played on this morning, amen, praise God. It was a song of victory. It was a song of praise. It was a song of worship. It was a song giving thanks unto our Father God, amen, hallelujah. What does the donkey symbolize in the Bible? It symbolizes peace. It symbolizes purity. Amen. Hallelujah. It represents, hallelujah, the authority of God's word. Amen. What is God's word to us? Amen. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Amen. Hallelujah. It is, amen, authority over all the power of the enemy. And God writes his words upon the tabernacle of our heart, hallelujah, as we study, as we yield ourselves before him, that we would have that peace, that joy, that authority over all the power of the enemy, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Glory be to God. The
hallelujah.
Prophet, amen,
hallelujah.
Which we can call, look, Jesus. Praise God. He went about doing good. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus, praise God. Everybody called him Jesus, but they recognized, different one recognized his authority, his jobs. Amen. Hallelujah. He was an apostle. He was a prophet. He was a teacher. He was an evangelist.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He was all of this. Amen. He was a servant. Amen. Hallelujah. He was a layman. Amen. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell us a prophet would have no power. Amen. Praise God. It would have no power without, hallelujah, being, hallelujah, with the support of his Father. So Jesus told us that he does nothing without the permission of the Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
He does nothing without the permission of the Father. Amen. So even though he went about doing good, amen, he got permission first. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And after he got commission, he did the work. Amen. A king cannot rule, and the Bible would just be another book. And you have to, amen, get the permission from your Father. Amen. Jesus got the permission. Those disciples got the permission to go and get that donkey of innocence. That donkey that nobody had ever sat on, used that donkey to ride down Jerusalem to take the victory for you and I. Hallelujah. And guess what?
Hallelujah.
Jesus had the heart of the owner already prepared, hallelujah, for to receive the word, amen, that donkey was in need of that donkey was in need to be used for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because in the scripture, hallelujah, Jesus told the disciples, the two, tell them the Lord needs it. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now I'm saying all of this, hallelujah. God is prepared a lot of you. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to say all of you, because all of us have a job to do for the Lord. Amen. And he has prepared all of you, amen, to do that job. And all you have to do when you get the permission from the Lord, all you have to do is say, the Lord is in need of it. The Lord is in need of the potter house. The Lord is in need, praise God, of whatever your ministry's name is. The Lord is in need of that building that you're in. The Lord is in need of that car. The Lord is in need, praise God, of the workers that he has given you. All you have to do is say, the Lord is in need. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And as they was obedient unto the Lord, and as they followed Jesus, hallelujah, they did went a step further, praise God, and they put, amen, clothes, amen, hallelujah, over the donkey, amen, and they put clothes on the street, amen, and they put palm trees on the street, praise God, and the people began to say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King, hallelujah, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest, Hosanna, Hosanna means save, rescue, Savior in the Hebrew. That's what Hosanna means, amen, in the Bible. It is used in verses such as help or save, pray, hallelujah. If you go in Psalms 118:25, amen, you will see, amen, hallelujah, where they use in the scripture, hallelujah. In verse 25, it says, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send down prosperity. Save down, amen. Hosanna. Hosanna to the King. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Father God wants us, amen. Hallelujah. To lift up his our voice and lift up his name and say Hosanna to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hosanna. Let the world see that Jesus gave his only begotten son. Through you, let the world see, amen. Walk in that love. Walk in obedience. Walk, amen, with your heads lifted up. Saying Hosanna to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, hallelujah, because he did a great and precious work for you and I. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hopefully you've gotten something out of this message. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Love you. Dr. Birds, I turn it back over to you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We do, Jesus. Magnify your name.
We worship you.
Yeah, what was that?
I will stand by you. I will stand by you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You've tuned in to, hallelujah, the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And you just finished listening to, hallelujah, Pastor's Corner. I'm going to get it right because I'm just, hallelujah, I just thank God, hallelujah, because I still got that song in me right now, hallelujah. This is the way we praise him. Come on now, clap your hands, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Palm Sunday, come on now, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, highlighting what Christ has done for us, highlighting what God has done for us. Hallelujah, but praise be God. Hallelujah, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would come forth and lead us in prayer, and then read our Old Testament and New Testament scriptures on today. God bless
you
now.
Thank you, Father God, for what you've done for us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Doing for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Being the first day of the Holy Week, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for putting us in remembrance, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God, for dying for us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Being nailed to the cross or rising from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Sitting on the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for us. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for saving us from our sins.
Yes.
Sanctifying us, filling us with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Father God, we could not have done anything.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord God, we could not have accomplished anything, Lord God, in this life, Lord God, if you hadn't been with us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God, we give
you thank
you, the praise, the honor.
Hallelujah.
The glory, Lord God, is yours. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord
hallelujah.
Jesus, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, to another Sunday, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your saints, your children all over the world, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, if there's some, Lord God, that's listening that hasn't come to know you and are pardoning their sins, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to save them, Lord. Sanctify them, Lord God.
Yeah.
Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Hallelujah. Stir up the backslider. Bring them back, Lord. Lord God, just say you're married to them. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing, for delivering, for stretching our faith, Lord God. Hallelujah. Giving us faith extenders, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for healing our bodies. Hallelujah. Clothing our minds, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touching us, Lord God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. In the name of Jesus, we bind and hand the enemy. Upset the plan of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none like you in all the earth, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for being a God that hears our prayers and runs to our rescue. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for being a God that answers and have our answers to our prayer before we even ask them, because you know just what we're going to ask for, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, bless, bless, bless. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. God, you are just so awesome. We praise you, Jesus. You're wonderful, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Wonderful, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you for the word of God that's gone forth, Lord God, from Pastor Maxine. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to continue. Lord God, let the Spirit of God continue to flow, Lord God, and loose shackles and loosen yokes, Lord God, as the word of God comes forth, Lord God, through Pastor Bird. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy, Lord God, of all glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. There's none like you. Oh, my gosh, Lord God, there's none like you. None like you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Old Testament scripture reading. Hallelujah. It's Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. Hallelujah. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels.
Hallelujah.
And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, behold,
hallelujah.
As the clay is in the potter's hand,
hallelujah,
so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Our New Testament scripture reading is Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah.
May God add a blessing to the reading and to the listeners and the hearers of the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says that demons tremble in the power of that name. Jesus. My sweet Rosa Sarah.
Hallelujah.
Sing along with them.
God just does it. And I believe that he only a near miss because his children all around are in the midst.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Just to think if the children of God wasn't on this earth and we didn't call on his name, the different devastating things that would be happening. Hallelujah. I thank God for just protecting, blessing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Point A to point B.
Amen.
Where you may hear something happen to someone else, but God, we just know that God is covering us. God has blessed us to be able to feed the hungry and to just be a blessing to so many, to his people, and even people that don't know him. Be able to bless even the ones that don't know him, being able to say, hey, God bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank God for being a light for the Lord wherever I go.
Thank the Lord.
And to me, it's a blessing.
God bless you, Pastor.
The boldness that he's been giving me.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
That may not know him in the pardoning of their sins, God's giving me boldness and love in my heart.
Hallelujah. Need
enough love to share the love of Jesus.
Praise God. Yeah, Pastor Peaches, we thank God for you. We thank God that as you're traveling mercies are going with you. And it's beautiful that the anointing and the mercy that God has granted to you. If people are near you, guess what? They get some of the overflow. Hallelujah.
Praise
to God.
Yes.
Thank God for the overflow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to mention something just before we go into our communion. The Lord has blessed us last week. The e-book for our newest book has come out, The Awakening of a Superhero, and it's now an e-book. You can get it on iTunes, or you can get it on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Hallelujah.
So praise God. It's an e-book because there are many of my friends and loved ones who are actually visually challenged as I am, and we're in some organizations, and now they can actually get the book and hear the book being read to them. So I thank God for the e-books. If you have a Kindle or you have a computer, or you want to download it on your phone, your iPhones or your whatever phone you have, Android or whatever, you can actually get that done now. So I thank God for it again. It's called The Awakening of a Superhero, and I think last week or so that we sent maybe over $100 we sent to the working on building that hospital.
Amen.
In Uganda, and we thank
Amen.
God for a part of the proceeds of the sale of the book is going to bless the people in Uganda.
Yes.
So we thank God for that.
Amen.
But guess what? What time is it?
Communion time.
Well, blessed be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. God bless you, my friends, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are in the world, whether it's day or night, or where you are, no matter what, it's communion time. The Holy Communion is the meal that heals. It's the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. And if you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter and the 23rd verse, in fact, 23 to the 30th verses. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, we thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint and sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, your words say, Lord, to examine yourselves. Right now, we comprehend. We understand. We, hallelujah, glory to God. We do realize what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. We glorify your name today, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Now your word say, hallelujah, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we want to do one other thing. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We love saying your covenant names because as we speak your covenant names aloud, you become that to us. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And, Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, we thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that we are taking communion worthily today. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessing and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it was set up to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was sent. So we thank you for your word, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And when he had given thanks, hallelujah, he declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already, O God. Your word says in, hallelujah, Luke 4:18 and in Isaiah 61:1-3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, oh God, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, your word say that healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 100 and Galatians 3:26 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Hallelujah. This is my new promises. This is the new inheritance that I've given unto you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I wrote it in my blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is Palm Sunday. Yes, the beginning of a Holy Week. But I wrote it in my blood. Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your healing already, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. God says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we call down the fire upon every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex. In the name of Jesus, fire, 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 in Jesus' name. Yes, we curse the curse. Hallelujah. We cancel the curse. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We reverse the curse. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We curse every spell, every hex. Hallelujah. We cancel it all out in Jesus' name. The blood prevail right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That your blood already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for Holy Communion. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion today, oh, God. We thank you for healing us today, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for reviving us today, oh, God. We remember you, oh, God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. We thank you for Holy Communion today, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. And we speak for every man, woman, boy, or girl in our family and our extended family, O God. We stand in the gap for them, O God. We stand in a place for them, O God. Some of them don't even have sense enough to cry out to you, what must I do to be saved? But hallelujah, we are crying out for them right now in the name of Jesus. How we're speaking for them now, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, the entire first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We have gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for our Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 More of the glory to God.
More of thee, Lord.
Yes, sing it there.
More of thee, Lord.
My heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Bread of heaven.
Bread of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Fill my cup.
Hallelujah.
Fill it up and make me whole.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free today. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father God, we ask that you would give back 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing on the seed sown today, oh God. And Satan, we serve you. Notice right now, your defeated foe. We bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. You under our feet. In fact, we say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for leading and guiding us as we share the word today, oh God. Holy Spirit, speak through us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And for the last few weeks, we've been discussing the secret sauce.
Hallelujah.
There are 11 secret sauces, secrets to having a victorious life in Christ. Now, these secrets are really revealed to us, but to the world, they're secrets because they don't know. They don't have a clue. Hallelujah. They're clueless in wherever they are. Clueless in New Orleans or Baltimore, wherever they are. They're in the world. They ain't thinking about God, I'll tell you. God is still thinking about them. That's why Christ died while we were yet sinners. He died for us. But anyway, hallelujah. The secret sauce. We started off, the secret sauce number one is that to be prophetic. Speak those things. Call those things and be not as though they were. Be prophetic. Calling those things what you see. Oh, Lord, woe is me. I'm just holding on. No, you pressing on. Come on now. Hallelujah. And secret sauce number two, glory to God, forgive others. Because unforgiveness erases the forgiveness of the past. Check it out. Matthew 18, start off reading verse 23. You got to forgive. It's not for the other guy. It's for you.
Yes.
Number three, anxious for nothing, Philippians 4 and 6. Don't you be anxious for nothing. God got you, baby. Hallelujah. Look, glory to God. Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth to it in faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 46, verse 7 and verse 11 says, I am with you. I'm by your side. I'm there with you. Come on now. Glory to God. That's what God said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number four was love. Hallelujah. Love is the principal thing. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. You know what? When you look at the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the first thing they mention is love. It then say the fruit of the Spirit. It's like the peel of an orange. You got inside the orange, you got the fruit, you got the seed, you got the membranes, you got the little membranes, the sections, the orange, and you got all kinds of stuff. And the vitamins and everything inside. But around all of it is the peel. Around, hallelujah. In Galatians 5:22-23, it talks about fruit of spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, justice, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Well, joy, peace, long-suffering, justice, is all surrounded by love. Encompasses all of that. Hallelujah, that's important. And then number five was face your fears. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. You look at Luke 10:19, talks about the power that you got. You look, glory to God. You look at Acts 1:8, the power that you got. You look at Romans 8:11, you look at the power you got. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's secret sauce. Today's secret sauce. Is a real secret. Glory to God. The secret sauce for the day begins with a J. But before I get into that, I'm going to mention somebody's name. Hammering Hank. Now, some of you sports fans might think you know who I'm talking about. You may think I'm talking about Hank Aaron. baseball, he broke Babe Ruth's record. No, I'm not talking about that Hank. I'm talking about another guy named Henry Brown. And in November 2nd of 1886, he patented something that is still used today all over the world. He came up with a safe deposit box. They called it a strong box, but a safe deposit box. And you say, what's significant about that? Well, you see, you got a key. The bank got a key. And inside the box, you have put some good stuff, maybe some jewelry, maybe even money or some important papers, something that you consider valuable, maybe a stamp collection or coin collection or whatever. But in order for you to get into that box, you got to have a key. In order for you to get in that box, it has to go along with a key that the bank has. In other words, the two keys to opening up that box. Well, the secret sauce for today is just like that. Okay, Matthew 16:19. Is that the first scripture I got there?
First one you have is 2 Corinthians 1:20.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's go to Matthew 16:19.
Okay.
First, and then we go to that afterwards. Okay. Go to 16:19.
For I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
See, when I started this series, I mentioned you want to have a victorious life in Christ. Well, you can see if you have the keys, you can get the stuff that God said you can have. Now, there is a protocol at every bank when you want to go get something of value out of your box.
Mm-hmm.
God has designated some blessings for you to have your name on it. But there's a protocol to follow. You got to have the key. God got a key. You got a key. But you got to follow the protocol. You got to have that key. Well, I need to get in my box. Where's your key? I don't have my key. Well, you can't get in your box today. Well, can I get another key? Well, you got to go through a whole bunch of stuff in order to get a new key. Now, let me share with you. There are 7,487 promises in God, and promises in the Bible, in the King James Bible. That's what someone counted. I don't know if they got tired and stopped counting or what, but that's what they got to, 7,487 promises. Now, read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important for you to understand, because this is going to allow you to have victory in your life. Because when you get answered prayers, isn't that victory?
Amen.
Come on now. If you get answered prayers, isn't that victory in your life?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it might even be victory in somebody else's life, because I know you're not just praying for yourself all the time. Hallelujah. When you get to that scripture, say amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and read.
2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us."
Mm. That is the protocol. Again, promises of God are yea and amen. See, we lose track. We're not good students of the Bible. We get the first part of that, and we go run with it. We take that, and we find another scripture and rub them together and think we got the answer. You got to read the whole thing. In him, if you look at the scripture before 20, which was 19, it talked about Jesus Christ. So we talk about in Jesus Christ. The yea and amen in Jesus Christ. To what?
The glory of God.
To the glory of God. By who? By us. And us, we got to do this. We got to deal with this ourselves. In other words, what you want has to align itself with the glory of God. In other words, it got to glorify God. Go to Isaiah 43, verse 26. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus. All right. Go ahead and read that real quick.
Put me in remembrance.
Mm-hmm.
Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
When you go to the bank to get into that box that got your valuables in it, you got to be together with somebody from the bank with the other key. You got to do it. What does scripture say? What does scripture say again? Together? Now, I'm talking about the one you just read.
Wait a minute.
46, yeah. 46.
That put me in remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified.
You got to use the key together and get into that box. You say, well, what's the key? I'm seeing you a little bit. Well, let me do this. Let me say this a little bit, because you got to understand what I'm saying. There is a director of a recreation center whose name is Willie Bird, and when she wants stuff for her center, and she writes it up, she got to send it in with
a justification.
Well, what did you say there?
A justification.
Jessica.
Could you please repeat it?
What's it, Jessica? My other phone is really doing something. A justification.
Amen.
This scripture says you be justified.
Hallelujah.
Your prayers for stuff are yea and amen. Number one, if it's in Christ. Number two, if it's, glory to God. If it glorifies God. In other words, if it's justified by his word, it glorifies God. Hallelujah. And we got to do this. We got to make sure we got this thing right by us. We got to make sure we got it right. God got it right. You know what? He got all this stuff waiting for us. We got to have this stuff put together right. Well, I want to get married because I'm tired of sleeping alone. That may not be exactly, you know, to the glory of God. So you got to add a little bit more on to that to make it yay and amen prepared. You understand what I'm saying? I'm tired of living paycheck to paycheck. I want more than enough so I can go out and buy the big car, the big house, and maybe find me one of those, what do you call them, those wives? The showboat, model wives or whatever, whatever, you know. It's supposed to be to the glory of God. So you got to come up with your reasoning that will align itself with God.
Hallelujah.
And it's got to be you. It got to be real. It got to be from your heart. By you, from your heart. Not talking about the outside you. It's talking about deep down in you. It's coming from your heart. Oh, Jesus. Every promise, 7,487 promises in the Bible. There are keys.
Amen.
That God put in there. You got the key. This is your part. You got to see God's key.
Thank you, God.
In the center. In the verse. Let's get an example. James 4:17 says, resist the devil.
He'll flee.
And he flee. That is in that verse. It says, submit yourself to God. That's the key, the other key. You submit yourself to God. And you can resist the devil, he'll flee.
Amen.
You're trying to chase the devil in your own strength, and you ain't even submitted to God, and you wonder why the devil's always on your trail. Everywhere you go, the devil's there. You turn around, say, somebody follow me. You look around, the devil's following you. You go to the right, he there. You go to the left, he there. You go everywhere you go, he there. Oh, my goodness. And then you start singing the song, I beat the devil running, and I'm so good. You're running in the wrong direction, baby.
Amen.
Anytime you're running from the devil, you're running away from God. I got to finish this on Wednesday, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. The secret sauce, number 6, is justification. You got to be justified in your request to God, and it has to be through his word. He is not the celestial bellhop. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy.
Amen.
You got to get off. People ask God for this, that, get mad at God, and they home, got their boyfriend, they shacking up, committing adultery every day, and they asking God for stuff. They pay their tithes. But they living a lie. They ain't married, and they living a lie, and expect God to bless them.
Mm.
And they get mad that God don't be like the celestial bellhop. I got to stop, y'all. You got to tune in on Wednesday to get the rest of it. Jesus, Pastor Peaches, come on now. Lord, bless In Jesus' name, grace and mercy upon everybody. In Jesus' name, Pastor Peaches, go ahead.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to contact us after the service, please feel free to dial 410-444-5152. If you would like to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart to save you from your sins, the word of God said, if you confess with your mouth, can believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ died and he rose again. And he is now sitting on the right hand of the Father. And say, Jesus Christ, Lord God, forgive me for my sins. Lord God, I accept you in my heart. Save me from my sins, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, you know what, saints of God, it is as simple as that. Just to ask him to come into my heart, Jesus. Save me, Jesus. And he will. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, he has. You have gone from death unto life. Hallelujah. If you like to write to us, it's the Potter's Church, the Potter's House Church, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Feel free to call us after the service is gone off the air. Hallelujah. 410-444-5152. Thank you. Join us on Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, and act like you know what they did.
Everybody say,
Everybody say no.